This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is 14 months till Election Day in November 2014, but already a Senate race is underway in Arkansas. Roby Brock is getting a firsthand look at this race. Yesterday, he spent some time with Tom Cotton, the Republican challenger. Today, he's on the trail with incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Pryor. Roby, how are you?
I'm good, Kyle.
Does this seem like the campaign season now?
I feel like we're already in full swing. I'm on Highway 70 in Lone Oak County at the local Exxon stop across from Emma's Furniture with Senator Pryor, just picking up a Coke at next door to the dairy bar. So, yeah, these guys are already hustling it around the state and working almost 24/7.
Wow, and with 14 months between now and then, there's going to be some money spent in that time.
I think we're going to see a record in terms of the amount of money that's spent. The 2010 Senate campaign between Bill Halter, Blanche Lincoln, and John Bozeman spent, by most estimates, about $17 million. I think we're going to see the $20 million mark here between the candidates, the political parties, and the outside special interest groups.
48 hours into the official campaign, do you see any themes developing that you think will run the course of the year in 2 months?
Yes, I think that you're going to see the Cotton campaign really try to hang Obamacare around Mark Pryor's neck. And Mark Pryor, every time I have seen him speak so far today and in some previous appearances this week, he has defended his vote for Obamacare, has said that he still supports it, but has mentioned some other reasons why he thinks that the law is working and will continue to work. And then I think you're going to see Pryor paint Cotton as too extreme. It's highlight some of his votes on the farm bill, student loans, disaster relief, and basically say this guy may say he's conservative, but he's too conservative for even Arkansas.
Finally, when you start out a campaign, generally you try to go to places where you think you're going to have a warm audience. Tom Cotton went to Baxter County in his first day as an official candidate. That's a heavily Republican place. Are you seeing that play out?
I think so. I think he had, you know, nothing but kind of warm and receptive crowds on the places that he went, where there are quite a few high concentration of conservative voters in certain areas of the state. He's down in southwest Arkansas today, and some pockets of Republican friendliness in Hot Springs Village and Texarkana. And I think you're seeing Senator Pryor, too, you know, visit with a lot of constituencies that he appeals to. He's a bridge builder. He's a consensus builder. And I just was with him this morning at the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce. It was a crowded room with nearly 100 business leaders from across the state asking a lot of questions, obviously a lot of familiarity with him and appreciation for the bipartisanship that he's brought to helping them solve some of their problems in the business world. We're off on our way right now to Remington Arms, where I'm sure the senator will find a way to put a gun in his hands for a good photo opportunity before the day's over.
One last question. The candidates are engaged. Big money seems to be engaged, the political parties. Do you get a sense that many voters are yet engaged?
I do not think that voters, other than the very hyper-partisan voters, are probably paying too much attention at this time. So I think you see Pryor and Cotton are both going to probably appeal to some of their political bases early on, and then just make sure that that enthusiasm is there as we move, as you say, 14 months more into this campaign.
Roby Brock is on the road today with Senator Mark Pryor. He spent the day on the road yesterday with Congressman Tom Cotton. They're facing each other in a race for the Senate in, as Roby just mentioned, 14 months. You can read more about it at talkbusiness.net. Roby, thanks so much for your time.
You got it, Kyle.